Is the Gulf of Aden Stargate connected to the suspicious suicide in December of 2009 of Dr. Claudie Hagner, a French ESA astronaut, who was forcefully restrained after screaming, quote, Earth must be warned, prior to her falling into a coma? Her lab was burned hours later where she worked on the forefront of human-alien DNA research at the renowned Pasteur Institute. What was she warning us about?
Looking for a reason. She's trying to tell you why you don't have to die.
More.
Oh, see, I give it to you, then you want more. Okay, questions. You got to develop it or you won't get it.
Well, had she had an experience of something?
Yes.
That didn't say, what was her experience?
Just that. When she started activating things that could not be undone, then it became validated and proven, and then it became that you can't let this information out. People aren't ready for that. They can't know that they're a human creator and all-powerful. They can't know that everything in their reality is their personal responsibility. They can't blame anybody else when they realize that everything that is their own creation. You've got to let these people know they're sitting on a time bomb, this time bomb of power, that they can be, do, or have anything they want to be, do, or have. That the world may know becomes the mean by which gets ignored. They can't have this information. We can't trust them with it. Oh, we can't let this out. We've got to keep this. We've got to make it a secret. Oh, yes. Let's make it a secret. We can't let this out. World systems would be
fine,
turned.
Fine. That's enough. You simmer down
now. Heal, dog.
Okay.
That's the short version.
Yeah.
News at 11.
Short version.
It sounded like Dr. Claudie there, she was fearful of something, and it scared her rather than just trying to protect a secret.
What is Earth must be warned? What was she referring to, Earth must be warned? Humans? What was she referring to?
The power that's been loosed already.
Mm. What is that power that's been loosed?
No, he just said it, our own activated power that we're the God. But it doesn't sound like that. It sounded to me like she interpreted the power as something scary.
No, it wouldn't have been scary. It wouldn't have been scary. It would have been liberating. She wasn't doing it from a fear base. She was saying, hey, you can't hold this information back from everybody.
So she was the person who found the secret of something, and she wanted to release it, and there were other people who were trying to stop her.
Well, when she was quietly going about her methodical hypothesis, answering the hypothesis solution of science that we love and appreciate so much, that she, ha ha ha, then it came noticed, and then it got squelched, and then the funding disappeared, and then it can't be attached to the famous Pasteur Academy of Science. It can't be attached to that. See, if the Mayo Clinic says this is good, they got to be careful. It's got to be good.
Now,
so
I know if we ask you if anybody killed this doctor, you would say, well, she committed suicide.
Yep, every death is a suicide.
Because it was the fastest path to her joy, but
that's correct.
Was her...
She knew and couldn't get it out and knew it wasn't going to get out and said, okay, I'm good. Love you. Thanks for the fish.
Like Sigourney Weaver in Avatar, where she says, fairy tales are real, and then dies.
That's right. That's exactly right.
So did Dr. Claudie, in her reality, decide, okay, I'm going to create a situation where I discover something. When I do, I'm going to try and talk about it, and then I'm going to exit. She wanted discover whatever she decided to, and then exit. That was the quickest path to her joy.
You mean like Edgar Allan Poe?
Mm-hmm.
Edgar Allan Poe was a riff writer. But, see, James is making a good question. She set it up. I'm going to become a scientist and make a big discovery and then off myself. And what a great way to go. Is that what she did?
Well, it's how it turned out. But, you see, it's all varying degrees of separation. She could have just as easily turned back and held in a respite or a requieted or unrequieted position and just trickle it out little by little by little to the point that the questions got opened up to where others would be interested and ask, and then she could be Sir Newton John.
So she had a premature ejaculation. She went 2 and 2 is 75 and wasn't used to these eurekas and then got too excited.
Yeah, then she found out that the answer to life is 42, but she didn't know what the question was.
And was she a Rift Rider?
That's what she got exposed to and could prove.
Mm-hmm.
And that's
by her lab. Now, suicide is one thing, but now burning of the lab, that's different.
Yeah, so you start to say that's why her lab suffered, because someone did not want that information out?
That's correct, but here we'll give you the rest of it. They didn't get all the information.
Mm-hmm.
In Zurich, there's a little deposit strong box that's listed through her family that they don't know what's in it, and copies of all the empirical evidence is in that box. 1411.
If we don't get jammed now, then no one's listening, James.
No, I hear you.
Just go drill out the box and get it and put it away. So that's no problem.
Yeah, and David's over there in Europe. Isn't the question from Europe?
Ireland.
He's in Ireland, yeah.
Over there, Dave. You got your assignment, Dave. You're on assignment now. Go get the box.
Yeah, go to Zurich. Box number 1411 somewhere in Zurich.
Glasgow Street.